It is the biggest morning in Hollywood. You know that, Sam. In just a few moments, we're going to find out the nominees for the 83rd Annual Academy Awards live at the Samuel Goldwyn Theater in Beverly Hills. But first, the man of all media, Chris Conley, is here with Sam, Juju, and I. And George is there in New York, in Washington, before the big announcement. You have some predictions for
Well, you know, I can't do anything about the snow either. But I endorse the Katy Perry choice as well, so I guess we're down with that. Here's some things to look for. Let's see if, for example, The Fighter, which we're going to hear a lot about soon, will get 4 acting nominations. That doesn't happen a whole lot. I think 2 are pretty much to be expected, 3 likely, but 4 would really be something. So that would be pretty spectacular if we saw that happen. Will Annette Bening and Julianne Moore both get nominated for Best Actress for the same movie, The Kids Are All Right?
Oh.
That doesn't happen very often. You're going back to something like The Turning Point before you've seen something like that before.
Wow.
So that could be really interesting as well. We'll find out if that's the case. And in a year where there are lots of great performances in the Best Actor category, who over the age of 60 will get nominated for Best Actor? There are a lot of young guys in there. Will we see anyone over 60? Will we see 2 of them? Maybe we'll just see 1. Those are some of the things we await as we find out who the nominees will actually be. It's going to be a big morning for The Social Network, for The King's Speech, for Black Swan, and for The Fighter. But how that all shakes out, we're just moments away from finding.
Chris, how about Toy Story 3?
Toy Story 3, I think, is likely to get a Best Picture nomination, George. I think it's also likely to get maybe a screenplay nomination. Will it be in play for Best Picture? That's probably unlikely. Animated films don't seem to get that kind of attention. And, of course, it will get nominated for Best Animated Feature as well. So figure maybe 3, possibly 4 nominations for Toy Story 3.
And for the second year in a row, we're seeing 10 nods for Best Picture.
That's right. And preferential voting as well is the way the Oscars do it. That means you list 1, 2, 3, 4. And that perhaps could have an influence on who winds up winning Best Picture at the end of the day. So we'll see.
And ultimately, it'll be a face-off between Facebook, maybe, and The Fighter?
It could be. I think definitely we're going to see The King's Speech in there. There was a big surprise when we saw the Producers Guild come in for The King's Speech. Right. I thought The King's Speech had to win the Golden Globes to be a viable candidate for Best Picture. When the Producers Guild comes in and gives that the award, that's big news.
And so I got to ask you again, in the shows that lead up to the Oscars, do we get, you know, when we're filling out our cards for, let's say, an informal pool, does that give us a hint as to what the Oscars will do necessarily? Or
yeah, I have to think it does give you a hint, but remember, a lot of those are critics. We don't really know what the Academy thinks yet, and that's what makes this moment so surprising. We think we know what's going to happen, but there are always a few surprises that we just haven't seen coming.
You have your popcorn out there in D.C., George, you all set?
We are getting it ready today. One other quick question for Chris. What about James Franco? Since he's going to be hosting, you think he's got a good shot at calling out his own name?
Yeah, well, I don't necessarily know that he's going to win the Best Actor, but he may be the first guy to be a co-host and get a nomination since Paul Hogan, back in the days of Crocodile Dundee, got a Best Screenplay nomination.
So, that's true.
Nothing like thinking about James Franco and Paul Hogan in the same sentence. That hasn't happened at Yale, I'll tell you that much.